Blog Talk Radio.
The comedy show where everything goes. We'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kaylin, and Alex. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. How
Hi,
are you?
Hi, we're here. Second episode.
Yes, second episode. Woohoo!
Yep, there's a call on the line. I don't know who it is. This is not good, but...
I don't know.
I'm gonna take it. All right, ready?
All right.
Here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hello, caller?
Hello, caller.
Is anyone there?
Okay,
Hello?
I don't think there's a... Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, let's move on.
Continue on. So, as you all know, I am Josie. And
I am Alex.
Yes, and this is the comedy show, and we all want to let you guys know that Kayla is she couldn't be here with us tonight, but she wanted to say hello. And that she will be listening in the playback. So, hey, Kayla. So, yes.
Sad she can't be here two times, but we're hoping she's here next time. And
yes, and we love her, and we miss her.
Yeah,
we hope
what do
she
we
can
talk about for her? What do we talk about for half an hour? Oh, geez. Got more.
Yes, and we're so excited because we're going to get a very, very cool guest on today.
Yes,
and
we are
not going to mention any names yet. Even though we have been advertising like crazy.
Hi, Aaron. I'm just giving you a shout out. Okay.
Yo. What's up? Okay.
Reading tweets.
So.
And a shout out to people in the
yeah,
chat
room. Yeah. So shout out to Panda Amanda. What's up?
By the way, thank you guys who actually made it this Friday.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to figure this stuff out. I'm working.
Oh, Panda Amanda is wondering why she can't hear us right now. That's because we don't have the playback on yet.
actually, I have to go to blogtalkradio.com/thecomedyshow. I think
that's
the only way they can hear it.
You could tell I'm obviously new at this. But, you know.
Sweet.
Right.
I am learning this Blog Talk Radio stuff really quick, and this is only the second episode.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, I am. I guess I'm good at this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hi, Auntie JJ.
She's funny.
Yeah, she is. I was doing a live chat with her for, like, the whole night. It was awesome.
Amanda, I'm trying to find the link. Amanda in the chat room. Trying to find the link.
Okay, the link. The link. Ooh, we have six online.
Oh, let's try to get more. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do we talk about for now? I'm watching the King of Queens. Those of you
King of Queens. Awesome. I was having a Reba Palooza all day today. I was. Reba episode after Reba episode.
That's cool. I was watching Reba earlier this morning. I woke up at 6 o'clock. My sister dragged me out of bed, and she wanted to talk to me before she went to school. I was sick, so...
Yeah. But you don't sound sick. You sound a lot better.
I think it's this excitement for the show tonight that made me feel better.
Oh,
I don't know.
Anyone would be excited for our guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm reading the chat room, everyone, so I could see. I'll be in the chat room the whole time.
All right. What did she say? What's going on in the chat room?
Auntie JJ, she said, okay, I'm trying to see what I type, but I can't see it. Oh, you have to press that pop-up kind of link. I don't know what it's really called, but it's like, Anthony JJ is listening. Good.
Here's a link, guys. There's going to be a link. It's going to be posted in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, Alex is working on it. Hold on.
There it is, my friend.
There we go. So just click on that. Follow the link.
Wow. Sorry, I was listening to last week's episode for some reason.
Oh, okay. Okay, Panda Amanda.
All right, should I try this caller thing again because we have a caller?
Yeah, let's try it again.
Okay. Hello?
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 Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is that? Who is this?
Who are you?
What?
This is your best? This is your bestest friend.
It's Aaron, isn't it?
Oh my god. Aaron!
Ha! Okay.
Oh
what's up, y'all?
I just got his direct message that he was going to be on his phone, not on his computer.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Aaron.
What's up?
Nothing much. Just doing a radio show.
I went to Taco Bell today.
What'd you get?
I think I gave you the little craving yesterday because I told you I had Taco Bell. Sorry about that.
Well, I was in Chicago today on a field trip, so that's what I had.
Okay, wait. Okay. Aliens. Okay.
Aliens.
Gosh.
Okay, so Aaron, we will talk to you after, because our guest has arrived.
Okay.
Bye, Aaron.
Bye.
Bye. And now for our special guest and our first guest for the comedy show, you all know her from CMT, Miss Katie Cook.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
We're good. Yay,
so
we finally did
talk
it.
To you. Yeah, sorry to be fashionably late.
Oh, no problem. No problem. You could be fashionably late. You're allowed.
I put the number in my cell phone, and I have a 3-year-old, and it's kind of 50-50 whether or not I can find my cell phone half the time. And I was, like, running around the house like, I've got to make a call. Where's my phone?
Running around, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
and then it finally occurred to me I could, like, call it. Okay, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Sorry to interrupt. Okay, so, Alex, do you want to go first?
I'm nervous. You want to go first?
Okay. All right. So, Katie, ready?
Yes.
Okay. So, number one, what interview have you done that is the most memorable to you?
You know, I get asked that all the time, and I really sooner or later have to come up with a good, concise answer. I always start off by saying anything with Dolly Parton.
Oh, Dolly Parton's a good one.
I mean, she's Dolly. Hello.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, what
could
be better, right? And then one that is memorable for not always the best reasons is I'm a huge Alison Krauss fan, and I always get nervous when I talk to her, and I had her live on the red carpet once with Union Station. It was when the CMAs were in New York, and they wouldn't talk, and we were live, and I was asking them questions, and they were like, yep, nope. And I'm like, I finally broke down on live television and was really unprofessional and just went, work with me, people, we're live. And I thought I would never lived that down with my producer, so that one stands out a bit.
I think Alex and I can both agree that you are the most memorable to us.
What?
Well,
I think, aren't I like your only one so far?
Yeah, you're our first guest.
I'll try to make it a good, memorable first guest experience.
Awesome. Okay, so number two. All right. Who haven't you interviewed yet that you would love to?
That's another good question. Obviously, I'll never get the chance. Johnny Cash was high on my list. As soon as I started CMT, I was like, oh, please let me interview Johnny. And then he was getting more and more ill, and it was obvious it probably wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now it never will, but that was one that really, really broke my heart. But gosh, I mean, you know, it's totally outside of country music, but I'd love to interview the president.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't know if I'll get that chance. I did go to the White House. I got to be in the same room with him, but I didn't get to interview him, and that would rock.
That would rock.
It would.
All right, so growing up, who did you look up to?
Yeah, You know, outside of music, I really looked up to my brother a lot. He's actually a musician. He's a great drummer, and he and I did play together in a band for a while. But he was just always on the cutting edge of everything. I mean, if there was some cool underground act that no one had heard of yet, he knew about him. And he had their record first and, you know, would get tickets to their show and drive many states away if he had to see him. And I always thought that was so cool that he was so passionate about music, and I became a Dolly fan really young, but I didn't just listen to country music. I was a really big Debbie Harry fan. I loved Blondie and just wanted to be Debbie Harry. I thought she was the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so those were two people I definitely really looked up to, and I look up to my parents a lot. I think they raised me well. They were really artistic people that were very open-minded. And
I do, too.
Yeah. Oh, what, you have artistic parents, or?
Yeah.
I'm artistic.
I look up to them, though.
You look up to them, yeah.
Yes. So number four, what advice do you have for someone like me, Kayla, or Alex, who is just starting out to interview people? Because we're really new at this.
Oh, gosh. Well, you're doing a great job already.
Oh, man, I don't know about that.
Well, you know what? First thing to remember is no matter who you're talking to, whether it be the president or an artist nobody's heard of, they're just people. You know, they really are. And I think people appreciate, for the most part, especially in country music, people appreciate it when you get that, you know, and you don't put them on any kind of pedestal and you just talk to them like really normal people. And I think some of the best interviewers are the ones that, you know, they've got their questions in front of them, but they also listen to the answers and they follow up. And sometimes the interview's better if you let it take a really interesting direction. And that's not always possible. Sometimes if you're working on more of a taped program that has to be edited and there's certain footage that goes into it, you know, you do have to sort of stick to a format. But someone like Larry King, you know, sometimes his artists just go, they start to go way out there and he follows them. And it's like, that's cool. That's what he's supposed to do, because that's what the viewer at home would want to follow up with interesting questions. So it's your job as an interviewer to do that too, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're trying.
You're doing great.
Aw, thank you. Okay, let's see. Alex, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Number one, how did you get the name Tweethearts from Melissa Peterman on Twitter?
Well, I was just really, really lucky. You know, she was using Tweethearts, and I thought that was just the greatest thing in the world. She's a really creative person, and she just coming up with stuff like that is effortless for her. But then she had the brilliant idea to use Tweetermans because of her name. And so Tweethearts was up for grabs, and my absolutely wonderful publicist, Jenna Menking, was kind enough to ask Melissa if I could be the one to grab it. And Melissa's like, all right, you know, Katie's cool, that'll work. And I just picked up and ran with it because I just thought it was so cute. I think there should be, like, T-shirts and stuff. I'm probably not the only one using it. I don't know. But it was definitely – it was Melissa's idea, and she's – kind enough to let me have it.
She is really creative. I can't think of things as much like she can. I can't think of things like her.
She's one of those people that must have an improv background, you know. Well, and just she's a comedian, you know. It's kind of their job. That's what separates just a funny person from a true comedian, you know. I mean, if we all take enough time, we can probably think of something funny. But then there are, you know, those comedians that just it comes so quickly to them. Jessie McNamara is one of those people. She's a great comedian, too. And they just, you know, they all rattle it off so easily and quickly, and it just blows my mind. Ellen is that way. Are you guys big Ellen fans? Ellen
DeGeneres? Yes, we love her. I watch her all the time.
I mean, she always has a funny response. The other day I got on Twitter and saw that the Ellen Show was actually following me, and I just seriously, like, for a moment was so speechless. I was like, I'm going to start crying. I'm so excited right now. I was just really flattered by that because I think she's so good at what she does. She's a great interviewer, too, and who would have known with her comedy background and everything that she could just go so easily into being a host, you know?
And
I mean,
she's following you on Twitter right now, right?
Yeah, the Ellen Show. And I'm at The Katie Cook, and I guess hers is The
I'm a Tweetheart.
You're a Tweetheart. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I've been a Tweetheart like maybe since the beginning.
Gosh, thank you. You were like one of those first 10 people I had for ages, and I'm like, I don't really know how to do this, but thank you for following me.
You're welcome. You're just so funny. I love reading your tweets.
Oh, I appreciate that. Gosh, well, you know, half the time my BlackBerry's dead. I'm going as the BlackBerry killer for Halloween. I'm like always wanting to tweet stuff, but I'm never at home in front of my computer. So I would probably tweet more. Maybe it's a good thing that my BlackBerry is dead half the time, because I think I'd be on there like every 5 minutes posting my life.
That is funny. I do that.
I mean, why not, right? I figure, hey, if you don't want to read it, don't read it. I mean, I try not to like give people the blow by blow of every single day. I think, you know, that might get a little tiresome, but I love it. I love following people. I think it's interesting to see what people are doing.
You could follow me.
I'll follow you, girl.
Yeah. I've been talking to you a lot.
Oh, you have?
I'm Josie1995. I think you remember me.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes.
I'm Alex Garcia X on Twitter. I tweet every like 2 seconds, so I have a lot to say. And
well, apparently people want to listen, right?
Yeah. My third question is about like working with Jesse McNamara on Me and My Bus. You did that, right?
Yes.
How did that go?
Oh, it was so fun. I mean, we hadn't actually met before, and I was a fan. I had seen her work, and I was like, oh, I want to be a part of this. And she, you know, she had some great ideas for what we would do, but, I mean, once we actually got together and kind of started working together, it kind of took on this energy of its own, because I'm a total ham, and, of course, I would love to act, and, you know, I would love to have the courage to be a proper comedian. I don't think I could ever get up and do stand-up or anything like that, but, you know,
you'd be great.
I grew up on, oh, you're so sweet. I don't know. I think I could do a real Lucille Ball slapstick over the top kind of thing. I don't think I could be a very subtle actress, but I love doing over the top stuff. And she just inspired me to just really go for it. And I think it turned out great. I'm like, I want the world to see this, and hopefully they will.
I'm
Definitely.
Excited. And my fourth question, my next question. So, aliens. Right?
Yes.
I hear you're, like, all about aliens.
Yeah, I'm all about them. I don't know why everybody isn't. I mean, it's such an interesting topic for me. And I don't know why it's not the main topic of conversation every day for everyone around the planet. You know, it just blows my mind. But, I don't really remember a time in my life when I wasn't interested in it. But, you know, I'm also like Star Wars generation. I grew up on Star Trek and Star Wars and Close Encounters and all that. Definitely dating myself. But I just, you know, my brother and I were just obsessed. Well, my whole family was. And so I don't really know exactly what sparked me off, apart from, like I said, kind of growing up on those things. But I always kind of enjoyed growing up thinking that we're not alone, that we're most likely not alone. I mean, mathematically, it'd be almost impossible. What kind of life form it is and whether or not they're really visiting us, obviously, is very debatable. But I always enjoyed the thought that maybe at some point in my life I would get some kind of proof, if not for anyone but myself, you know, that there is life out there. And it just kind of came an obsession. And my husband's really into it, too, so we like to go to UFO conferences, and I follow Whitley Strieber and Coast to Coast and Linda Moulton Howe, and those are all great people to follow on Twitter, and they all have wonderful sites, and another guy, William Henry, who's just so forward-thinking in all of his theories. In fact, Dan Brown's new book seems to follow William Henry's work almost to the letter. It's pretty bizarre. I find all these people, they're kind of rock stars to me. When I get to meet them, I'm usually more intimidated to meet them than I am any country artist or rock star, you know.
Yeah.
That was a long answer. Was that remotely what you were looking for?
Yeah. Have you seen Signs? The movie?
Signs?
Yeah, with Mel Gibson.
No. What is it? F-I-N-D, Find?
It's an alien movie.
Oh, I'm writing it down right now. Wait. Is it old?
Did it sound like Finds? Like S-I or S-I-G-N-S?
Oh, signs. Oh, I thought you were saying find, like I'm going to go find a book. I was like, I've never seen find. Oh, yeah, signs. Oh, yeah. M. Night Shyamalan is brilliant, and I thought he handled the topic really, really well. I mean, he scared the crap out of us. I hope I can say that word. Yeah, it was a really frightening film, actually, but I thought it was brilliant. Did you like it?
Yeah, well, I saw it a long time ago, and that's when I started becoming really obsessed with aliens. Like, I didn't want to look out my window because I thought I'd see something on my neighbor's roof or something. I was always really scared. Like, I saw it when I was, like, really young, like, I don't know, 8.
I know, and I'm thinking it came out a couple years ago. God, I'm old. Yeah, I just thought, I thought it was a great movie. I thought Mel Gibson was great in it. Joaquin Phoenix was so good in it. I don't always want to watch movies where it's, you know, about terrifying aliens, and they definitely weren't the good guys in that film. But, you know, how do we know? Some people have really good encounters with aliens. Some people have really bad encounters. And, again, it's debatable whether or not the encounters are real, but, you know, it's not always a pleasant experience for people, which, you know, it's not always a pleasant experience encountering other humans on this planet, so maybe it's not far-fetched to think that there's a lot of different kinds of aliens out there, and that movie was definitely about the scary kind.
Aliens.
Yeah. My sister, like, me and my sister watched it at, like Halloween party, and she's like, Alex, they're going to take over the world. They're going to kill you. I'm like, okay, thanks. Now, I'm looking at magazine stores, and they have these UFOs, and I'm scared looking at them.
Did you start making, like, tinfoil hats so they couldn't, like, you know, download information from your brain? And
I'm going to admit that, yeah, I actually made those tinfoil hats. I actually did.
Did yours have, like, the little horn-shaped antennas on it or just a smooth one?
I tried, but it didn't work out the way I wanted to.
Listen, the smooth one works great. I've been using it for years. I'm kidding.
Oh, wow. The chat room is burning up right now.
Oh, really?
My fans. Oh, gosh. There's so many things.
Like, I love Katie. They're all saying that. Yeah, we all
love you. Oh, that's awesome.
I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Oh, Amanda Panda in the chat room, Panda Amanda, she was wondering, she has a question for you.
Okay.
What you think about Blake Shelton's tweets?
They're hilarious.
He's crazy.
I think Blake Shelton, I've been saying this for years since I very first met him when he first came on the scene with Austin. If there's any country artist that needs to have his own reality show or just straight-up comedy show, it's Blake Shelton. He is hands down the funniest person I think I've ever been around. And I love his music. I think he's a great artist, and obviously he's put out a couple songs that are kind of funny. But I just hope everybody really realizes how hilarious he is, because, you know, he sings these beautiful ballads, and he's great at that, and that's obviously part of him. But I really want the world to see more of his sense of humor, and so anyone following him on Twitter is really smart to do so, because the guy's just straight-up entertainment.
I'm following him.
I think he's following me.
He is.
That's what I think's weird. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He is awesome. I love his music.
Yeah.
He's
great.
Hilarious.
He's a great singer, great player. He's great looking. He's like one of those tall, handsome cowboy types. I mean, he's definitely the whole package, you know. But his sense of humor and his sense of timing really is unusual and unique. And I hope somehow in his career he gets to really explore that more. Because, you know, going back a few decades, you know, if you're a big artist, chances are you have, like, a variety show, too. Like, that was so normal for artists to sing and dance and interview people and, you know, host shows and get to be comedians and do all that kind of stuff. And we don't really have those kind of all-around entertainers anymore, and he could definitely be one. That's just my consent.
Oh, and another question. JJ from the chat room asks, what does Katie do for anger management? Manage stress, sorry.
Oh, to manage stress. Oh, yeah, anger management. Oh,
sorry,
I've been in anger management classes for years. No, to manage stress, I have a hot tub, and that's a big thing. I absolutely 100% of the time get at least 8 hours sleep. I will turn down. If Elvis came back from the dead and invited me to dinner and it was too late, I'd say no. Like, I absolutely just stop everything at a certain point in the day and get in bed no matter what, because a lot of people kind of burn the candle at both ends, and I will get incredibly stressed out and anxious if I do that. So I'm just really, really obsessed with getting a good night's sleep. And I honestly, it sounds antisocial, but I try to spend as much time alone as I can. I find just sometimes being around groups of people, as much as I love my friends and my fans and my coworkers, I have a great life full of amazing people. But if I don't just go off by myself every once in a while, I go kind of nutty. So those are probably the three things that I try to just really make sure I do for myself.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller.
Sorry, Oh, the chat room is just going crazy. Okay, so Diane wants to say hi.
Hi.
Nellie for Bush, she is a fan.
Yay.
And JJ also wants a hi from Katie.
Hi. Hi from Katie.
we have a caller.
Alex, do we have any callers?
Yeah, we have one. I don't know if they're just calling. Listen, I don't know who it is, but I'll take it. Are you ready? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi. You're on the line with Katie Cook.
This is so exciting. Since I was a little girl, I always told my mom that I would want to be like you if I never made it as a country music star.
Oh, my God. Well, so you're a singer?
I like to sing once in a while by myself, yeah.
To be a country star, you'd probably have to get excited about singing in front of a whole lot of people. But, yeah, if you're too shy to do that, maybe you could get into interviewing people.
Yeah, well, right now I'm still working stuff out. I like to sing with my cousin, too. Like,
that's
we used
cool.
to do, like, talent shows, me and my cousin, but, like, the adults were always too busy to pay attention.
Well, you'll be an adult soon, and then you know, maybe you can play somewhere where people will pay attention. Oh, well, I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. Do you have a question for Katie?
Yeah. How does it feel to interview country stars?
It feels pretty great. I think I feel really lucky that I work in the country industry. I listen to all kinds of music and I watch all kinds of TV and all kinds of movies, but I have just a real love and passion for country music and the people that are in it because they're really down to earth. And most of the time they are incredibly talented and very humble about their talent, and they're dedicated to their fans, and I find them to be an easier interview sometimes than other kinds of stars. And so, yeah, it just feels great. It's exciting. And usually with country stars, once they've met you once, they act like you're always friends after that. You know, they're just cool that way. And so it makes my job easy. So I absolutely love it. That's a good question.
Do you have another question?
What are you going to do? Do you have anything planned for Halloween, like a costume or anything?
I do. Well, I'm still debating on my costume. I went to a costume party a couple days ago and I dressed as an alien. Duh. Probably not a big surprise there. But I have a big Halloween party that I'm going to at a friend's house, and he wants me to do my fire eating. I've got this party trick where I fire eat. But it's hard to wear a costume and not catch yourself on fire if you're fire eating. So I have to think of a costume that is fireproof, and
Hello?
Yeah, still here.
Hopefully you won't see a headline of me catching myself on fire for Halloween. That would be bad.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Okay, we have two other callers. Okay.
Yeah, and before you take that call, we have a question in the chat room for Katie. What do you have on your iPod?
Oh, I have a bunch of interviews, actually, off coast to coast and off unknown country, and it's all, like, alien and conspiracy stuff. I love all of that. And then, lots of Vince Gill, Alison Krauss, Dolly Parton. I kind of like a lot of the 80s pop stuff I grew up with, like The Cars and Blondie, David Bowie. So it's quite a mixture.
It is a mixture.
Yeah.
Do you have another call? Alex?
Yeah, we have other, okay. Here's our next caller. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Hello?
1 second. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hey, Josie. Hi, Katie. Hi, Alex.
Hi. Who is this?
Who is this?
Panda Amanda.
Oh,
Amanda, how are you?
Tired.
Tired? What have you been
up to?
Do you have
a question for Katie?
About 8 or 9 hours of sleep in the past 2 days has helped.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Josie knows why, too.
Sorry.
I've only gotten that rich.
Josie, you need to get some sleep.
Yes, I do. But I swear, Josie, I think you stole all my Mountain Dews.
Oh. Do you have a question for Katie?
What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink?
Yes.
You know, I drink too many of these in a day, but I like to mix club soda and cranberry juice together.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I like to make I like to get the cheap club soda, the Big K from Kroger club soda. Because it's cheap, and I figure, you know, it's cheaper than Perrier or whatever. And if I'm going to drink that many of them in a day, I'm going to buy the cheap ones. And, I just fill a cup with ice, a little half club soda and half cranberry juice, and it's my favorite. What's your
That's
favorite
awesome.
Drink?
Awesome. Pepsi and Mountain Dew.
Mixed together or separately?
Separately.
We're trying to get her off the Mountain Dew, though, because she's super hyper, Amanda.
Listen, can I tell you something? My mother used to drink a six-pack of Mountain Dew a day, and she ended up going to the doctor because she thought she was having mega anxiety issues. And the doctor finally had the sense to say, well, is there anything weird about your diet or whatever? And she said, no, I'm pretty healthy. You know, the only thing I really drink is Mountain Dew. He's like, stop now.
Take that into consideration, Amanda.
Seriously, he was like, that will make you a crazy nervous wreck. Nothing against Mountain Dew. Don't sue me, company, or anything. But, you know, I'd do one a day.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try a Red Bull on the webcam one day with Josie.
Oh, no.
You are asking for it.
Yeah, you are, and I'm asking for it, too.
Oh, that's funny.
Do you have any more questions, Amanda?
No, I'm brain dead.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think you need to go
well, thank
and
you
get
for calling,
rest.
Amanda.
You're very welcome. Bye, guys.
Hi. All right, that's our next caller.
We also have another more questions from the chat room. Sorry to interrupt. But what was your favorite concert?
Oh, wow. It would be really hard to pick a favorite, I'm sure. But two that I saw in the last couple of years that just blew my mind was Chris Isaak at the Ryman Auditorium. I would highly recommend if nobody's seen him. You know, if you haven't seen him, just go to any of his shows anytime. He's amazing always. And Katie Lang at the Ryman Auditorium about a year ago. You know, when I do this for a living, I see a lot of shows all the time. And I don't want to say I'm jaded because I still love music, but it's hard to be completely blown away by a show anymore because I've seen a lot of really good ones. And I can honestly say I sat there with tears running down my face. Her voice was so pure and beautiful, and it was just incredible. So that stands out as a definite favorite in recent memory.
Mm. That's beautiful. Oh,
I have another question.
Do we got another call?
Yeah, we do. But before, I just want to ask another question. How is it? What do you and Melissa Peterman do when you hang out, or do you guys?
Oh, we haven't had a chance to even hang out that much. I mean, she comes to Nashville, and I've seen her out in L.A., but we're both so busy with our careers and our kids, so sometimes it's more like a Twitter chat and that type of thing. So I'm hoping to get to really, really hang out with her more because our kids would just totally love that. So hopefully we'll get to hang a little more in the future, but, you know, we're both busy ladies.
All right, here's our next caller. 1 second. Hello?
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 JJ?
Yes, it's me.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God, I was so scared to call.
Why?
I'm scared.
because of what I said on the chat thing, because of all the stress and stuff.
What's that? I didn't hear that.
I said because of all the stress.
All the stress.
Well, don't be stressed.
Oh, don't be stressed.
No,
don't be stressed.
Everything's great.
Talk to Katie. So she makes everyone happy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, I just got done with midterms at school, and I found out I had a D on one of them.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you feel like you did a good job, or did you know it wasn't going to be great?
Well, I figured I was going to get a bad grade because, like, the teacher, she gave us a study guide, but, like, what she gave us on the study guide wasn't on the test.
Oh, I hate that.
I know.
So you basically didn't really feel prepared.
Yeah.
Mm.
Even though
you get a chance to take... Will you be able to take it again?
No, they don't let you. Not at my college.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's a drag.
But I know. Now I know that I have to study even harder for the final.
Yeah, that's true. At least, you know what, that's a good attitude. It's like, even though something bad happened, you can get something good out of it. And I kind of am a big believer everything happens for a reason. If something kind of yucky like that happens, I'm like, okay, how can I turn it around and try to use it for the future, so you'll probably do something good with it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Gigi, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Since I'm like a big Reba fan, I was wondering how was it like to interview her?
Well, I've been lucky enough to interview Reba a lot of times now, and every time is an absolute treat. She's one of those people, she's a lot like Dolly Parton, where if she's going to show up and do something, she's going to give 100%. You know, there's some artists, you know, that sometimes they're really great interviews and sometimes they're not. Reba is consistently great because she takes her job really seriously, and she's just a total professional. She's really good at every aspect of being an entertainer. So I just always know when I go into an interview with her, it's going to be cool. She's going to be funny. She's going to have great answers. She's going to listen to me and yeah, she's just great. She's a class act. She's one of our true shining stars. I forgot to turn off call waiting before I called you guys. That is so unprofessional. My line is beeping.
Okay.
We'll just ignore that. We'll just let that go away. Just pretend that didn't happen.
Done.
It's probably telemarketers anyway.
They call me during school.
Do you got another question, JJ?
No, not really. It's just that. I needed to know.
Oh, well, thank
okay,
you
well,
so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling in, and good luck with, you know, the rest of your schooling, and I'm sure you'll do great.
And I hope
okay,
you feel better.
Thank you.
Bye, JJ.
Bye.
I'll still be on the chat, though.
Oh, okay, cool. Listen in. A lot of interesting
All
things.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there's no other callers.
Oh, okay. Then we have chat room stuff going on here. The first question is, will you go to see Garth Brooks when he opens in Vegas?
Well, you know, I was just in Vegas to interview him about him doing the shows, and I think he said they had a couple dates in December and then a couple in January. I would love to, of course. I mean, a Garth show's always a great show. And the Wynn in Las Vegas is a pretty great hotel, so I'd be really happy to go back there. But it'll probably just depend whether or not, you know, we get invited out and whether or not there's anything else we have to do that week. It's really hard to plan ahead with Insider because we don't always know what news is going to happen from week to week. So I would say right now it's probably something that we do plan to do, but I wouldn't be able to say for sure, like, which date or anything like that. But I hope so because it'd be a great show.
That would be so much fun. Okay,
yeah.
Next question. Who would you like to see perform together on CMT's Crossroads?
Ooh, I would really like to see probably anybody perform with Tom Petty. I can't believe we haven't had him on yet. And I'm a huge, huge fan. I really thought that Jack Ingram would be a good fit with Tom Petty. Kenny Chesney probably would have been a great one, but, of course,
him with John Mellencamp was really, really good. So I don't know if they've approached him and he just hasn't been available. He just seems like such an obvious choice of someone that is not considered in the country world but probably knows a lot of country artists. And I don't know any country artist that doesn't love Tom Petty. So, not 100% sure who he ought to perform with, but I really hope in the future there's a crossroads with Tom Petty for sure.
Oh, there's another question. Oh, these are coming fast. Okay. When you were a kid, what did you want to be?
Oh, well, I think I knew I was going to be in the entertainment business, but I never knew I was going to be on television. I definitely thought I was going to be a singer, and I was kind of shy about it because I came from a music family, and we were around a lot of talented people, and I think I always felt a little intimidated by that, so I would kind of write songs by myself and keep them hidden for years. Like all through my teenage years, I wasn't in bands and stuff, but I just was convinced I would do it eventually. And I put myself through beauty school so I could cut hair and make a living while I kind of tried to build up my courage to do music. And I eventually made the switch. And after doing music for years, it's kind of what led me actually to auditioning for CMT. So it all kind of happened in an unusual way, but I didn't know I was going to be on camera interviewing other artists. I thought I was going to be an artist.
That is so cool. Well, you're just too good. That's why.
Oh, God. You're so sweet. I don't know about that, but,
You are. You've got
it.
A lot of fans in this room.
Oh, right. Yay.
What's Katie's memorable moment?
What is the most memorable moment in your life?
In my life would be having my daughter, Daisy Rocket, the day she was born.
Aww.
It was September 10th, 2006, and I had been in labor for about 12 hours, and I will not go into a long, gory labor story, don't worry, but I was absolutely determined to go all natural, and it was a trip. I mean, there will never be anything else I do in my life as frightening and as joyful and as meaningful and as life-changing. I mean, I just, short of having another child, I suppose. So that tops anything I will ever do in my career. That was the best and scariest day of my life.
Oh, that's so cute. And she'll probably
don't go natural. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't ever go natural. Don't do it. Get the drugs.
Well, I got a long way, I hope.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are plenty young.
Where can you hear? Where can we hear a recording? This was in the chat room. Recording
of my music?
Yeah, of your music.
Well, I always keep a few songs on the website, katiecook.com. There's some samples of some music there.
I heard those.
Oh, you did? Oh, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Well, that's a combo. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, Alex, were you talking?
No, I wasn't. I was just to say, I was just up last night, and I was just on your site listening to them, and I like them.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of a mixture that's on there. It's a couple songs I did for Curb Records. One of them's a duet with Hal Ketchum, who I adore, so that was really great to get to sing with him. And then a couple are, maybe old Reno songs from my band that I was on Curb Records with. And as far as getting the album that Reno did, I mean, that came out in 2000, and I mean, honestly, I think maybe you could get it on Amazon or something. You could probably find a used copy, but it's definitely not something that's being stocked currently in record stores. And I was saying to someone the other day, I don't even have any copies anymore. I gave all mine out. So I've got to call the record label and say, can you just send me a box of old Reno records if you have any more? I keep meaning to get back to it. I love music, and I still write, and I've got a bunch of unrecorded songs. So with a little luck, I'll find time to make another record at some point.
Well, Katie, do you think you could sing us a little something here?
Right now?
Would that be okay? We're dying to hear something.
Should I sing like somebody else's song?
In the playback, I sing Reba.
You sing Reba? Here's your one chance, fans, don't let me down. I'm a big Patsy Cline fan. Sometimes when I'm in the shower, I just find myself, I go walking after midnight. You know what? I shouldn't sing any more than that, or you guys will have to pay royalties.
Yeah.
If
you sound
more
beautiful.
Than
you're such a great
singer.
Anything,
Oh, you're sweet.
You are.
I actually got a few of my friends to like one in a million by you. Like,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's not a song I wrote, but I just loved it. That's a song that Curb Records pitched to me, and we were hopefully going to put it out as a single. And I just love that song, and we had such a good time recording it. But, yeah, the only place to find that right now is on my website because it never came out. So thank you for listening.
Right now.
Someone wants you to sing Reba.
Someone wants me to sing Reba? What else could I sing by Reba? Oh, my God, she only has, like,
I sang I'll Have What She's Having. I bet you could tell me.
Do you have
you know that one?
Which one is that one?
No, I don't want no Jack and Coke. That one? Do you know that one?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hey, listen, you got a good voice, too.
Thank you. Oh, that's a compliment. But, yeah, can you sing that one? Or something else?
No, I can't sing that one. What's Jesse McNamara and I did? Don't you love you? We did like a really funny karaoke.
Oh, I love
that
one.
That. Like he loves me, does he think of you when he's holding me? I love that one.
Wow.
And then Whoever's in New England. Oh, do you remember that video? You guys probably weren't even born when that video came out. That's old school. That was
old
school,
Reba, but I think I saw the video on YouTube.
Yeah, that
was
like, yeah, whenever videos first started getting, like, pretty dramatic in country music, because country videos took a little while to catch up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty kind of plain for a long time, and that was, like, a really kind of like a mini movie. That was a big deal when that came out.
That one really was good. I was watching it with my friends, and they're like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, now it looks almost silly because it's so old, but I just thought it was great at the time. I was like, oh, she's such a good actress.
She is. Oh, who would you love to do a duet with?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, actually getting to do one with Hal Ketchum really was a dream come true. Singing with Vince Gill would be totally incredible, and Vince is so generous with his talent. He sings with a lot of people. There's so many records that never even really get big that he sings backup on because he just, you know, he likes staying busy. He loves making music. And so I have the hope that maybe if I got around to making a record again one day that he'd be kind enough to sing with me. That would be a thrill.
Someone start a petition.
Yeah, right. I like just being in the same room as Dolly Parton. If I could ever actually sing with her.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You know, I think I would get so much vibrato, I'd be so nervous, I'd probably sound like Stevie Nicks because I just wouldn't even be able to handle how excited I was. So, I mean, those are a few people that, God, the list can go on and on for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the chat room says you sound like an angel.
What? That's so nice. Oh, gosh. That's really nice. That makes me want to make another record. Thank
it's
you.
It's true. Do it. I'll buy it. I'll, like, buy
oh, you
tons
guys
of copies.
So sweet.
I would.
Okay, you know what? You've got me pumped up. I'm definitely going to have to get back
yes.
to making a record. I have to, right? I only made one.
Oh,
that's
yes.
I'm glad I
we'll
made one.
We'll buy it,
though,
Alex. We both will buy it. Kayla, we'll buy it.
That would be awesome. Thank
well,
you, guys.
Saying, yay!
Thanks for encouraging me.
You're welcome. You should be. You're great.
Thank you.
Very talented.
Yes. Oh, someone asked, this is kind of off topic, but where did you get your great daughter's name?
Daisy Rocket. Mark and I, probably by our third date, were just like, okay, you're it. You're the one. We're going to get married and have kids. And we it was so bizarre, but the first few dates we went on, totally unplanned, we showed up both wearing all blue. And so we were like, okay, if we have a boy, we've got to name him Blue. That would be a really cool name. And we had an all-blue wedding. I had a blue aquamarine engagement ring. So that was a bit of a theme. And then we said if we had a girl, I always loved the name Daisy. Not necessarily as much as I love Catherine Bach and I love Dukes of Hazzard and I was a big Daisy Duke fan. It wasn't really even related to that. I just thought it was such a great Southern feminine name. But I, you know, I'm so, like, UFO obsessed. I kept saying to my husband, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could find just some really kind of cosmic, meaningful middle name? And, you know, I kind of went the hippie route at first and was, like, looking at all the planets' names and stuff. And it just all sounded so corny, like I was trying too hard. And then I just kind of got this image in my head of like a 50s rocket ship, you know, like on a poster. And I was like, oh, Daisy Rocket, that's cool. And as soon as I said it, I knew it had to be her name if we had a girl. And he totally went for it. And our family thought we were crazy. But now they all love it. And the neat thing is, like, when she first started going to school, all the kids were like, Daisy Rocket, that's your name? Oh, I love that. I want my name to be Daisy Rocket. Like, it's, you know, at this age, it's not something she gets made fun of. All the kids think it's way cool. Now, whether or not she enjoys it when she's older, I don't know. But
that is a cool name. I want my name to be Daisy Rocket.
Well, thank you. I just thought, you know, if she ends up being creative like her dad and I are and ends up being in the music business or an actress or anything like that, it would just be such a great stage name. And if she hates it, she can just turn it to Raquel or whatever. I don't know.
Raquel.
We have a caller.
Oh, we got another caller?
Yeah.
Awesome.
One second. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, first and foremost, there is nothing wrong with sounding like Stevie Nicks.
Well, thank you. I actually agree. I love me some Stevie Nicks.
And I love me some Daisy Rocket. It's Jessie.
Oh, Jessie!
Oh, it's Jessie!
Hey!
Well, nothing. Just thought I'd call and say hey to everybody.
I'm so glad you did. I was just talking about you a minute ago. Your ears must have been burning.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to call in when I heard that. I was like, well, that's a sign.
Yeah, I was trying to do my best Reba, but it didn't sound good without you.
Well,
I can't remember.
Well, you need your Linda.
I was going to say, was I Linda and you were Reba?
Yeah, I didn't want to have to say it.
I think you were doing the Reba part, that's right.
Well, just sing now.
I was.
Oh, no, that will save. You. Hopefully you'll get to actually see that soon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
On YouTube. That'd be awesome.
Daisy Rocket misses you and has said your name 8,000 times.
Oh, good, good. I love that kid. I mean, she's like a grown-up in a very, very small body. She's hilarious.
A grown-up that pees on you when she falls asleep.
A grown-up that pees on me, yes. But that's...
That's how much Jessie loves my child. She let her stay asleep and actually pee on her.
Wonderful.
That's love.
I do what I can. So how's it going?
Oh, everything's great. I'm enjoying this chat with Alex and Josie. This is fun.
Good.
We're having a party over here.
Exciting.
This is exciting.
I've been excited since like a week ago or ever since I knew about this. Yeah. Ever since
it's a party on a Friday night.
Oh,
Alex,
yeah.
Told me I freaked out. I'm like, Katie, like, the Katie Cook.
Yeah, it is the Katie Cook, at the Katie Cook.
Yeah, I'm a sweetheart.
I know, that was
she's...
Sounded... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to brag on you, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, it sounds so corny to be the Katie Cook, but apparently there were other Katie Cooks, and that was just kind of the easiest thing to name me, I guess.
I like it.
I think it's very specific. Now mine sounds boring.
Jessie McNamara is perfect.
I want to be the...
I have a bad memory. I remember it better.
All right. Well, we'll keep it then.
Hey, cool. What's going on in L.A. tonight?
You know what? We were considering deciding if we're going to go tonight or tomorrow night to see Melissa Peterman do stand-up. But I think we're going to hold off and see her tomorrow night.
Oh, my God. I wish I was there.
I know. She's trying out new stuff for the album, which is so exciting.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, they were asking me earlier, like, what do you and Melissa do when you hang out? I'm like, well, we don't get to hang out enough. I'm like, I always see her in these short little spurts. I want to, like, really hang with her, and I want to see her do her thing because I will, and you too. I don't know how you guys do it. Stand up to me, I mean, I think I'd rather try to perform brain surgery on someone. I'd be so terrified.
It just has to go well once, and it is like a drug. I mean, you just, it's so neat to be in tune with everybody. I mean, when you're not, it's pretty much the worst thing in the world. But
yeah.
If you all get on the same page and you can get the whole room, like, in your pocket going with you, it's really fun.
Yeah, see, I'd be too scared. I'd have one or two bad times, and I'd be like, that's it.
Nah. It's just, they just, honestly, it has to be something that they kind of connect to at the beginning, and they'll stick with you, as long as you're not, you know, mean or hateful. Well, although some people like that, but there's really not that much danger with you, Katie. You're the sweetest ever.
Oh, I can be hateful. You just don't know.
I'm a screamer in the crowd.
No, actually, I do. I don't do hateful very well. I'm not very good at it. I'm too scared that people won't like me.
I don't think there's a very big danger of that.
Mm. Oh, my God. Well, I'm excited for you. I hope you guys will tell her I said hello. And
oh, well, for sure. But you're coming back here.
I will be out there. I think I come out on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even worried about it.
I'll be out
there. You can tell her yourself.
A couple of days. I will tell her myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I will.
Bunch of Melissa fans over here.
Yeah, I know. She she's really excited to get this comedy album going, so I'm excited for her because she's kind of just getting the gears rolling and seeing what sticks, and she's excited about it, so.
I'll get it.
Yeah, oh, I'm so excited. It's so cool and old school. I love that she's making a comedy album. It's so cool.
I know, so like Richard Pryor or something.
I know. Old Bill Cosby or something.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, hers might be a little more clean like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Great comparison.
She's not going to be like Richard Pryor and talk about like doing drugs and running down the street on fire or something.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm not thinking so.
Yeah, we'll let her have her creative license, but I'm going to say no.
I want to go to LA.
Well, I'll tell you, it is hot today. It's like 90 degrees here.
Really? It's like 40 here.
Oh, man, I'd trade it for today. I was driving around sweating.
I want to go to Nashville.
It's really
Nashville and LA are like my two favorite places.
Yeah,
I'm in
Nashville.
Wisconsin.
The Aspen?
I'm in Wisconsin right now.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it snowing?
It's been raining all day. It's not snowing yet. We haven't gotten any snow yet, I don't think. But it's been raining all day, and it's kind of annoying. I've been reading your tweets about like fall come back and stuff. But
yeah.
This is definitely
yeah, it was a tease.
And I'm like, I have the winter blues.
Right. It ain't even started yet. The trees haven't even turned there yet.
But they're going to, and I can't stand that. Everyone's like, I love fall. And I'm like, why? Winter's right behind it. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I love fall so much, especially in Nashville. That's the best.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like allergic to mold and dust, and those leaves start falling off the trees, and I'm just like, oh no.
Oh no.
Like,
oh no.
God, my nose is bright red. I look crazy. And
I like fall because that's when my birthday is.
Well, there you go.
When's your birthday?
My birthday was just like, it was last week, actually. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Lots of fall babies. It's that post-Christmas loving.
My birthday's kind of far away.
When's your birthday?
When's that?
My birthday's February 9th.
Oh, right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Whose dog is that?
That's my dog, sorry.
I was like, huh, who's making that noise?
Can you hold on 1 second? There's a priest just here.
Jesse, it was so cool that you called in. I was hoping you would.
Well, I was hoping I'd get home in time. I had a bunch of stuff to do today, and I was trying to figure, you know, you guys are a couple hours ahead and didn't know how long you guys would be on for, but I figured I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, and we were just about to ask you if you could be a guest.
Ta-da!
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 Now you've got your first two guests in one night.
Beautiful.
You're rocking and rolling.
You guys are on fire. Giving Bob a run for his money.
We love Bob.
Actually, you got an exclusive. I don't think Bob's had Katie Cook yet.
We tried hard to get her.
It's going to happen. It's definitely in the works. But I'm just saying, you trumped him. You got her first. I'm old news. I've been on there a bunch of times, so I'm all used up. But Katie, she gets to premiere.
You got to show up on our show too a lot too. You have to.
Oh yeah, now I got the number.
Yeah, exactly. Save it on your phone.
Okay.
And then Katie too.
We're happy
definitely.
To have you.
Oh, more questions. Oh. Katie, we got more questions here. Have you thought about doing a sitcom? The Katie Show.
Oh, the Katie Show? Good Lord, I don't think that would get big ratings. I would love to be on a sitcom. I mean, even if it was just a tiny walk-on role, I would love to try it because that's just that would be a whole new world for me. And
be a new adventure.
It would be. I think as long as it was a really small role that I felt like I could handle, I'd have the confidence to do it. I definitely wouldn't want to bite off anything too big, and I'd be so unproven. I'm not sure anybody would give me a big role anyway. But, yeah, it's something I would love to try. I find it fascinating and love comedy. I don't know if I could do something really dramatic, but comedy I think I could tackle.
Well, you're going to see her. She's on – as soon as we get these webisodes up and running, which, by the way, soon, very soon,
Good.
You're going to see Ms. Katie Cook in some acting roles, so hold the phone.
I'll watch. I'm a loyal Me and My Bus fan.
No, good. I'm really excited. It's getting to the point where all this stuff's going to start happening at once, and we'll be cranking it all out. We're getting T-shirts and hats and bumper stickers and webisodes, and there's going to be too much in my bus. You're not going to be able to stand it.
Oh, what about CMA Fest?
Yeah, totally.
That is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Caller.
What's that?
A caller?
Yeah, we have a caller.
There's a caller. Woohoo!
Hello?
Hola? Hello?
Alex?
Yeah?
It's Sabrina.
Oh, hi.
This is Alex, right?
Yeah, it is.
On your show? Well, I wanted to call and support you. I can't get in your chat room.
Oh, you can't?
I can't get in your chat room. I've been trying for a long time.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Okay.
So do you have any questions? Okay, you're on the air with Katie Cook and Jesse McNamara and Josie.
Hello.
Do you have any questions for any of us?
Hello, Josie. Let me see. Does Katie have any unfulfilled dreams that she would like to still see accomplished?
Oh, yes. In fact, I probably have too many, and that's why I don't sleep at night. I can honestly say if I drop dead tomorrow, I feel extremely good about the things I've done in my life. So I want to be careful and not sound like, ooh, I haven't done anything. But, yeah, there's so much I want to do. It is a dream of mine to make enough money to open a really great animal sanctuary. I lose sleep at night thinking about all the stray animals and circus animals that get too old and are going to be put down. And, you know, it really makes me crazy, and I would just love to have a really large plot of land where I could just say yes to so many animals and give them a peaceful life. But that would take a lot of money and a lot of work.
You know what, Katie Cook, here on the comedy show starring Alex and Josie, I will say if ever I'm in a position, I would love to go in on that with you. I would. That is one of the things. If I wasn't chasing this dream, that was something I would be doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you just want to help every critter out there, and it makes me crazy to think that so many of them don't get to live out their days peacefully, and thank you for saying that. I think that'd be so, so cool. I mean, so that's not necessarily an artistic dream, that's just something I'd like to do with my life, and but yeah, artistically speaking, my gosh, I want to make more music, I want to get my children's book out there, I want to try some acting, and, you know, so there's lots more I want to do. Good question.
I want to be a meteorologist.
Really?
A meteorologist? That's awesome.
My whole
You'd know first.
Alex, you should have said that. I would have put that in the karma chip book I just got out, and then people would have read it, and then they would have given you jobs.
Just like that.
Yeah, you don't have to go to school at all. You can just be like, I'm a meteorologist.
Hey, I wanted to be a radio host, and I got my Blog Talk radio show. He has his Blog Talk radio show. He didn't go to school for that.
Absolutely.
I got a Blog Talk TV show. Education doesn't always come in a classroom.
Yeah, you know, I didn't go to college, and I'm doing just fine. Not to diss anybody that wants to go to college or anything, but, you know, it is, if you know what you want to do with your life, the sooner you can get to learning about that and getting in that field, the better.
Singing.
I agree.
And education's good, but there's always a path. There's always a path to accomplish your goals. There's always a path to accomplish your dreams, whether you have the money or you don't have the money. I have two books out. I sit here flat broke. I have a radio show, you know. So it doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have or how much education you have or don't have. What matters is your determination to say, this is my goal, this is my dream, and I'm going to walk this path until I accomplish it.
Yeah, and figure out what it takes, because for some people that path will definitely mean getting, you know, more education. But for some people it won't, you know. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that got a great education, then they end up doing something totally different with their life and just have massive student loans, you know. So it just, it's not
guilty
for everybody. You know, so, I had really cool parents that were like, look, if you want to go, that's great. We'll support you doing that. But if you know you want to do something else, get busy. Get out there and start learning and figure out what it's going to take. And I think that was a blessing. How the heck do we get because you're going to be a meteorologist. That's right.
Now, that one, I think you do have to actually get a little bit of schooling.
There's always education. I mean, for all we know, Alex could end up on going in and helping somebody do something and learning something on the job, and somebody liked them and said, well, we don't normally do this, but, you know, this particular person picked it up. And weird things happen. You just got to say, this is what I want to do, and the pathways and the doorways will open up for you to accomplish it. So if that's what you want to do and you do need schooling for it, the schooling and the money will be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I believe that 100%.
You could just move to England, where the weather forecasting is very, very old school. They just have like a Velcro board, and they put up like, you know, here's a sunshine. It's going to be very sunny in the north. Here's a
no way.
Looking gray cloud. He's going to blow lots of wind in the south. I mean, it's like really, really like preschool weather. It's hysterical.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, there's, like, no radars or anything on the English television in England. It's just, like, well, I mean, you know, the country's, like, the size of my hand, but it's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Weird.
You think I'm kidding. They really have little pictures of clouds and sunshines, and it looks like a little kid drew it. It's so cute.
Love it. What were you saying, Alex?
Okay, I want to be a meteorologist for a long time, and this is really weird because, when I watched Melissa Peterman on Reba when she was storming clear weather, it made me want to be a meteorologist even more. So I'm just like, okay, I want to be a meteorologist on TV now, definitely. It was a funny episode.
That's awesome. No, she was a great storming clear weather.
She was.
She rocks.
Mm-hmm. No, that's definitely... Alex, how old are you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
And how old am I?
Yeah, are you in high school?
Not yet.
No?
I'm the same age as Josie. I'm the same age as Josie.
Okay, right on. Well, yeah, you got
a mystery.
Meteorology is, that's something that's going to happen. You got time to spend. You're good.
That's awesome.
Definitely. That's a cool thing. It's not one you hear very often.
And not to get all conspiracy theorists on you, but, you know, with global warming, you guys are going to be busy with the weather. So it's a good time to go into weather, just saying.
It sounds like we have you back here on that, Alex, so go on to school.
Or just move to England.
Or to L.A. There's never any weather.
Totally.
That's where I want to move when I grow. I want to go to L.A.
Well, there's space.
Tonight will be mild enough for that miniskirt. You go, girl.
Yep.
Does the caller have another question?
I don't actually. I just wanted to call in and ask you that question and to say hello to Alex and show some support. But I still can't get into the chat room, but I have to run and get ready for some other shows. So
thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank
and I wish
you
all the best.
Thank you for your support.
Hey, Alex, not a problem. Did you get your PDF file of the book?
Yeah, I did. I read my page and I liked it.
You did like it? Okay, so everything's cool. Good. I don't want to write a book and then write something and somebody not like their page. But, yeah, I just wanted to show you guys some support. You got a great show. I really wish you the best on it. I wish Katie the best in her career. And
thanks.
If you need any hugs or smiles, you know, give me a call. That's what I do.
So. Nice.
We'll talk with you guys. I'll talk with you guys later and have a wonderful show.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do we have any more callers, Alex?
Nope.
Oh, there's...
The show is really exciting.
Yes, it is. Oh, too bad Kayla couldn't be here.
I know.
Where's Kayla?
She had a personal matter. I don't know how to... Yeah, so she couldn't be here, but she wanted me to tell Katie that she is sorry that she couldn't make it, and then she'd probably be upset about Jesse too. So
we'll tell her we said hi.
Yeah,
she'll
listen to the playback.
And I hope that her whatever's going on, I hope it turns out all right for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know exactly. She wouldn't tell me, but
no, I don't think it's a good idea to say it on the air. But
No, I know.
But whatever it is, I hope it's fine.
Katie, someone had another question. Would you like your daughter to go into the entertainment business?
Yeah, you know, only if she wants to. It's been a really great business for me. It's treated me really well. I've tried a few different angles of it, you know, from music to interviewing, and I'm kind of interested in production and even developing shows. And every bit along the way, I've felt like I've been treated really well, actually, and it's been great. I've met a lot of interesting people, but I have a passion for it, and I can't tell at this stage. If I had to guess, actually, I'd say she probably will be very interested in it. She's already a very creative little girl, but, you know, I kind of want her to do anything she wants to do, except sports, because I have absolutely no interest in that, and I don't know what I will do if she becomes, like, a great athlete and I have to start going.
I'll help her, Katie Cook. I played basketball in college. I'll help.
You'll know what to do. I mean, that's like my worst fear. I'm like, I'll be like, great game. I don't know what you did, but, you know, I mean, because I just know nothing about it. So, you know, no, I'm kidding, of course. Anything she wants to do. But, yeah, entertainment, it's been great to me. You have to be kind of a strong person, though, because it, as fun as it can be full of rejection and maybe more so than a lot of other career paths. So I don't want her to get into it if she's too sensitive. So we'll see.
She's a pretty tough cookie, Katie. I wouldn't worry about her. And, by the way, she's not saying that she's smart and talented because she's her mom. That kid is way beyond her years. And not only, like, intelligence, but her comprehension. Like, she can talk to adults like they're there, but she's still, like, it's not a weird, too advanced kid. She's hilarious and cute and childish and loves her Scooby-Doo, but really smart. She'll be fine.
Well, thank you. I think she will be fine. She's, you know, she's a pretty rockin' little kid. And unfortunately, she spends probably way too much time around adults and not other children, which might be why she can hang with the adults so well.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's probably going to be fine. She's hilarious.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe, you know, I think we all kind of secretly wish our kids will do something that we didn't have the guts to do. Maybe she'll end up being like a great stand-up comedian or a great drummer. Oh my God, did I want to be a drummer. That's the other thing I wanted to do when I was a kid. And my brother's a great drummer, and I was just too intimidated to play in front of him, and I never did it. But, oh, that would have been a dream. I'm a great air drummer.
Cool. I saw you play air guitar, too, and you were pretty bad at that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Bad like Michael Jackson bad, not like bad bad.
Bad, you're bad.
We love, we love bad.
Jump on. I still don't know what he said there. But no.
It's Shimon. You had it.
Okay. And is it French or is it like jam on and he just kind of runs it all together?
Oh, I think he just made it up. He's like, what's a cool word to put here? Jamon.
Jamon. Yeah, totally. That's what I'm going with. It's just a word.
That, yeah.
It's just Michael Jackson language.
Yeah, he was cool enough to make up his own words.
Totally. Have we run them off? Is there anybody left out there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm just listening.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm just listening, too. I'm just like, whoa.
Alex, is there another caller? I saw
yeah.
you asking for an area code.
Yeah, there is. There is. Okay.
Oh, cool.
I think it's Nicole.
Oh, cool.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Hi, we hear you.
Hi, great. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
It's
how
Nicole
are you?
From Twitter. I'm good. I'm good. So I had a couple questions, nothing okay. super specific, but Katie, I was wondering between all the hosting that you've done and the singing that you've done and everything, what do you enjoy most about the entertainment business?
I think the fact that it's allowed me to be around a lot of people that I really look up to and admire and learn from. You know, just I seem to always end up talking about Dolly Parton. She's going to, like, not let me interview her anymore because she's going to think I'm stalking her. But, you know, I love being around people like that that just handle themselves so well because I learn from them. I just absorb all of that. And there's just a lot of times I go home from work and I would quite happily turn around and drive right back in and do it all again. Like, I'm not even glad that my day has ended because I enjoyed it so much. And I think that's just a blessing if you can enjoy your job. I do miss singing on stage. I miss that energy that you get when you, you know, probably like Jesse was talking about, when it goes well, you know, when you're doing your stand-up work, when it all just clicks and it's all working, there's nothing like the energy transfer back and forth. It really is kind of like a drug. And I think I do miss that a lot, but sometimes I get that feeling when I'm doing, like, red carpets and live work. The energy's great. So if I didn't get to do that, I'd probably still be singing because I like a live audience. I really do. And some hosts don't like that. That freaks them out. They'd rather just read a prompter and go home. But I love that energy of anything can happen right now. I like being on the spot and having that pressure. It feels good to me.
Okay. So do you still write songs then, or?
I do. I haven't written as much. I have not written as much since Daisy's been born just because, you know, writing's one of those things where I can definitely do, like, a writing appointment in the morning and know that I've only got 3 hours and get a song done. Like, if I'm co-writing with someone, I can kind of do that, but I prefer for it to just kind of strike me whenever, and then I can just drop everything and sit and write a song. And obviously when you have a small child, that never happens anymore. And I had to just kind of make a choice that when I wasn't working at CMT that I wasn't going to take writing appointments, that I was going to be with my kids. So I still get ideas. I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and sing half a song into the tape recorder. And at this point, unfortunately, I have a lot of tapes building up of half-written songs. But I have a ton of stuff that I wrote. Actually, the year I was pregnant, I just felt really creative, and I wrote a ton of music. And it's easily a couple albums worth of stuff just sitting around. So, you know, if I could just find the time and the energy to make a record, there's plenty of material there. I just got to do it. Oh,
cool.
My child is banging on the door. I have it shut. I'm a bad mother. It's just me. No, I'm just kidding. Her dad's here watching her.
That's good. So this is a completely off-topic question. Between you and Jesse, I was wondering, do you guys have any, like, guilty pleasure TV shows, like, stuff that you really get into?
Price is Right.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I do love The Price. Do you like it now that Drew Carey's doing it?
No, I don't. I was the Bob Barker freakazoid. What about you?
Oh, I at one point knew every price of everything that they did because they did a lot of the same products. And I don't know, when I moved out here, I was like, I'm going to be on The Price is Right every day. I was like, that was going to be my job. But I haven't done it. You have to get there at like 4 o'clock in the morning and stand in line.
And you know what? I mean, you might be able to pull this off, but they interview everybody. I mean, they totally handpick who they're going to call, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah, they do.
They interview you ahead of time, and, like, there were people flopping around on the floor like a fish out of water, like, oh, I want to get on Plinko, and just, like, flipping out, you know, like, and it came to me, and they're like, well, why do you want to be on Price is Right? And I was like, because I love it so. I couldn't bring myself to completely freak out and show that I would be that person they wanted on camera. And I got a great seat, but they never called me down to contestant row. And I was like, God, Katie, couldn't have you just pulled out the freak a little bit for today and you maybe could have gotten on here?
Well, yeah, but at 4 in the morning? I mean, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
If you really put your mind to it.
All morning. It was a long wait. And I did it all by myself. It was like, I think I was like 23, and I had built up enough American Airlines miles that I could get a free ticket. And I flew myself out to L.A. all by myself just to go on the Price is Right. And then came home.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I couldn't find anyone that wanted to go with me. And I was like, you know, Bob Barker's not going to live forever, and he's not going to do the show forever, and I want to see him. And when they wheeled that big wheel out, I almost peed on myself. I was so excited.
Oh, I love it.
Anyway.
No, beyond that, I mean, and I do, but I have to watch Grey's Anatomy. I have to watch Desperate Housewives. The number one thing, I cannot miss The Office.
Really?
I like The Office.
It is perfect and brilliant, and I can't miss it.
It is really good. I was just saying the other night, I think I like the English version so much that I never got hooked on the American one, but the couple times I've watched it, I'm like, this is a really good show.
Yeah, it is. They did a good job with the characters.
Yeah.
I've never gotten into that show, but I'm really obsessive about watching the show Lie to Me. Have any of you seen that?
No.
I haven't watched it. I know what it is. I haven't seen it, though.
It's, like, really good, in my opinion. But it's that show about, like, this guy that can read your body language and know when you're lying and all that and how he makes a business out of it. I'm like, I wish I could do that. I could tell when people are lying to me.
Yeah, I could have avoided situations as a child.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Well, that and,
We should have made this show like 2 hours because there's like 7 minutes left. Okay, anyway.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
7 minutes left. Uh-oh.
Are you guys still talking?
Well, no.
Sorry, I know. I was waiting to hear. Didn't you say there's only a few minutes left or something?
Well, there's 7 minutes left.
Minutes left. That's probably good because I can hear my child running around freaking out outside the door.
I want to thank Katie for being a guest on our show, and also Jesse McNamara. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm sorry. If I interrupted you guys, I'm really sorry.
What? No, you didn't interrupt us.
No.
Okay.
When?
I just felt like I interrupted you, but that. Yeah.
Oh. I have to say one more thing about the shows. My guilty thing that I watch. DVD as much as the Muppet Show. Muppet Show.
I never heard
Did
of that.
Did you say the Muppet Show? Your phone was cutting out. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, no, the Muppet Show. I watch it on DVD because obviously it's not on anymore.
Are you
so great?
It's
Love
so
that
great.
Show.
I'm just a fan of everything Jim Henson ever did, and
yeah,
I thought that was so brilliant. That influenced me a lot growing up, just the humor, all the different characters.
It's definitely The Muppet Show and Hee Haw. Those were my two comedic influences growing up.
Hee Haw. You know, all the crew guys that I work with at CMT Insider, they all work on Hee Haw, all of those.
Let's bring Hee Haw back. Let's make a
new
Hee Haw.
My
know,
mom's right
really,
here saying yes.
Really good idea.
Yeah. I've heard it's been kicked around a couple times, but I'd love to give it a shot. That would be fun.
Oh, man. I think people would love it.
Well, it lasted for, 20 years?
It was kind of like the country Laugh-In, you know? Laugh-In was the same kind of style, you know? And I think that would be great. Yeah, it was on for a long time, but it didn't shoot as often as people thought. And so much of it was reruns, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, my favorite person that's ever lived was Minnie Pearl, and whenever anything that ever had her on it, I think is just anointed. So I love it.
Yeah, she was pretty great.
Mhm.
I've never seen it, but I gotta watch it now if you guys recommend it.
No, I think you can get some episodes pretty cheap on eBay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. It's old school. You know, whether or not you'd totally love it now, I don't know. I mean, I think if they did a modern version, they would, you know, they'd probably have to change the humor up a little bit. But it was just cute. It was just funny. And what I like the best is the way they cracked themselves up when they were trying to read their lines.
Yeah.
You know? And the more they goofed it up, was like the better it was.
Yeah. Well, and at the time, I think it was one of the only places you would have access to your country singers. Like, you know, that was the only place you could see Garth Brooks being silly.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, well, and I was saying earlier, and this might be before you called in, but, you know, a few decades ago, it's like a country artist would have like a variety show. They would act a little, sing a little, dance a little, have skits, have other artists on and perform live. You know, they had to be really well-rounded entertainers, you know, Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash, Barbara Mandrell, and you don't get that so much anymore. And we were saying that Blake Shelton is an artist that could totally handle a show like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's it goes back, I guess, to the old Opry days. That's what it was. It was kind of a country vaudeville.
Yeah, absolutely. It totally was. And you had to do a little bit of everything. I mean, all of those people knew how to dance a little bit, sing a little, act a little, and they all had great comedy timing. And yeah, you don't get that so much anymore, obviously.
No. Definitely. Yeah, do your old country homework, kiddos. go back and research the Carter family. They are pretty much the patriarchs and matriarchs of country music, and they did exactly what Katie was saying. They did everything.
I'll watch it. Do you think they have it on YouTube?
The Carter family, look them up. Mama Maybell Carter and June Carter. She was the youngest, the one that married Johnny Cash.
Cool. I'm sure you could find some clips on YouTube.
Cool, that's like
I know.
I'll do it for everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gotta check it out.
Pretty neat.
Oh wow, we have only Alex. We have like 3 minutes left, and
then
we'll get cut off.
Yeah,
were there any other questions?
Any other questions?
I don't think so.
Checking
well, other than, I was thinking about making a trip to Nashville, so are there places, like, that you would recommend, like, food-wise?
Food-wise in Nashville?
Monell's.
Yeah, Monell's is amazing. That's, like, family style, where they pass around the food in big old buckets, and you sit with people you don't even know, and that sounds kind of weird, but it's great. Oh, my gosh. So good. And, you know, I don't eat meat, but apparently, like, barbecue here is really good. There's a couple places like on Lower Broad with really good barbecue. We got a little bit of everything here. I mean, if you want upscale, we've got upscale for sure. But you can get there's plenty of great meat and threes too. Arnold's is a meat and three that so ridiculously good.
Yeah, there you can gain 15 pounds in a week if you want to. It's so good.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually, for being a fairly small town, I think we have pretty decent restaurant choices here.
Oh, 100%. Agreed. Love it there.
Okay.
Come on
back,
Jesse.
What's that?
I want to go to Nashville.
Yeah, you got to get there. Where you are, are you in Wisconsin as well?
No, I'm in Illinois.
Illinois. Oh, that's even closer.
Yeah, I went like 2 years ago with my mom and dad, and it was amazing.
It is.
Yeah, we
did great town.
Elvis's house and everything. It was awesome.
Oh, you went to Graceland?
Yeah, we went to Graceland, Nashville, and we just went all over the place.
That's cool. Well, you did it up good. Yeah, you need to come back. Maybe come back for CMA Fest next summer. That would be really good.
I will.
Oh, and
Grand Ole Opry. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I got to go back.
Nice.
Mom, we got to go back.
Well, I'm going back in a couple of weeks
to
see the old Katie Cook, see the CMAs, do it up.
Do it up. Come hang out with the Rocket.
Doing it.
I extended the time. There's 31 minutes. I extended the time.
There's what?
I extended the time. There's 30 minutes left now.
Whoa.
That's
I don't think my child's going to let me talk another 30 minutes.
No.
She will beat the door down. I've been hearing her out in the hallway go, "Where's my mommy?"
Well, we had like 10 seconds left. That's why I kind of,
Nice. Aww. Under pressure. You delivered.
Just having fun.
No. But yes, Katie, I am coming. Is the Rocket coming out here when you come?
No, because it's such a quick trip, and her daddy just got back in town from being on the road, and so they want some daddy-daughter time. So
all right. Well, I'll see you when I get there.
Yeah, exactly. When you get here, we'll all get together. Is Sarah coming with you?
No, she's working. And
okay.
For those of you who don't know, she is Sarah's my friend who actually produces me and my bus. So everything you see, I know you see me, but you're actually seeing half of Sarah. So just so you know.
Oh, that'll be cool.
What's that?
I want to be on me and my bus.
I want to be on me and my bus. They got to buy that thing. We're working on it.
The world will see it soon.
Yes, it's on its way.
I'm so excited.
World domination. I see you getting to go to the White House and interview the president.
I see it. I see being put through the gate in the bus and just, and maybe even doing the interview on the bus. I don't know.
No, I see you being like, I am on the North Lawn.
Right,
there's secret service agents behind me, and there's the first dog. I can see it.
They are after me. Apparently you're not supposed to pop a tin on the North Lawn, but I did.
Jesse, can I just say that I love your theme song for the Me and My Bus? It's so catchy.
Me too.
Thank you. Shane McAnally, you guys. That, and I don't mean to... Again, it's going to sound partial, but that boy, Shane McAnally, if you don't know his music, learn it, get it. He is like a brother to me. We moved out here to L.A. from Nashville together, and now he's moved back to Nashville, and he's writing songs. He actually co-wrote, Leanne Womack's big one, Last Call?
Yeah.
He co-wrote that. He's got a new one on, what's his name? He's got a couple new singles out from other artists, but his voice, and he's the one that's singing it as well. So, yeah, check out his music. He is hilarious. And I don't know how he wrote a little song that was so catchy, but once that thing gets in your head, you're done for the day.
I have your theme song stuck in my head the whole day.
Yeah, good. I hope it sticks. It means it's a hit.
Awesome.
But thank you, thank you. And yeah, Shane's hilarious. I'm lucky to have good friends contributing all their talents to it, so it's pretty lucky.
I can't wait to see it all.
I know we've got two Katie episodes and we got four Melissa episodes, so hoping
I know.
It's really cool. Yeah, so hopefully soon.
Yeah, and I'm
gonna
post
Peterman it. Just tweeted.
What?
Melissa Peterman just tweeted.
Just what's she saying?
I can't multitask, so I can't go into it.
Well, she just said, hey, Tweetermans, for those of you who saw my stand-up before, what was your favorite stuff?
Oh, I like that.
Is she not procrastinating or anything, is she?
She is so laid back.
Yeah, I love that girl.
Blackout drunk one. I love that one.
Oh, my gosh, me too. That's my favorite one.
That was my favorite. And also the Britney.
Yes.
That one was funny.
Yeah, we'll see her tomorrow night. I'll tweet and tell you guys if she was awful. Kidding.
You know
if
she's going
to tell her, I say hi and Alex.
No, I will for sure. But I'm sure it'll be amazing. I was joking. She has that thing. There's a thing in stand-up. If you're confident, you can totally screw up, and everybody just goes with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll just, there's no way she could do bad, and her material is awesome. And like you guys said, you just like to see her, you know? You like being in the same place with her.
I was so bummed when it was in L.A. I'm like, oh, no. I can't go to L.A. right now.
Yeah, do you think she'll do, like, a comedy tour of the country?
I think she's going to travel a little bit. I don't know if she's going to do the whole country. I know she's going to be working out material and stuff, so.
Yeah.
She's going to go someplace.
Is she planning on opening for Reba in next year for a couple shows or something, too?
Actually, yeah, I heard that. I think she is, unless I've got my wires crossed. I think she is, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to get tickets to those shows.
Yeah.
Me too.
I know. I actually felt super unbelievably left out. I never got to see, it didn't come out to L.A., so I never got to see the Reba, Kelly, and Melissa tour, so I feel like I lost. Maybe this will make up for it.
All I saw was the YouTube ones because I couldn't be there.
Yeah,
I was studying abroad, so I didn't get to go, and I was super bummed.
That's nice. Where were you?
Peru.
Wow, that's awesome. Was it great?
It was amazing. That's 6 months of my life.
Wow, did you get to go to Machu Picchu?
Of course.
Oh, was it fantastic?
It's breathtaking. It's unbelievable. If you go really early in the morning, because then you get to see when, like, it's really cloudy when you get there in the morning, and then it, like, you know, the clouds start to rise, so it gets later in the day, and it's gorgeous. And plus, there's not as many tourists at that time in the morning, like 7 a.m.
That would be so cool. Doesn't it, did you do, like, the really long hike to get there?
No.
no.
I mean, it's kind of like a 4-day hike, and what I hear is that most people do it drunk because it's really intense. but, yeah, I'm not really, like, into that kind of physical shape to do something crazy like that. But,
so how did you get there?
A town nearby that you can, no, there's a bus, like, that you can take that leaves from a town that's nearby. Like, there goes, well, there's a train, you take a train and then you take a bus. It's kind of intense, but.
And it's not like a rickety little road that, like, winds up a mountain and you feel like you're going to fall off the mountain on the bus. And
that's exactly what it's like, yeah.
Okay, I am so hiking drunk.
Yeah,
I'll take the drunk hike myself, yeah.
Here, it's a great, you know, really great scenery and everything, so go for it.
Maybe I'll just ask the aliens to pick me up and plop me back down.
Katie, here, don't talk like that.
That's right, I'm sorry, I don't mean to scare you.
But there are a lot of other ruins in the area as well, like the Sacred Valley and Ollantaytambo and Pisac. And so there's, I mean, even if you don't want to go up the rickety road in a bus that looks like it's going to fall off the edge, you can still see a lot of other ruins as well. But if you're near, you really should go.
They just uncovered what they think was the beginning of the Mayan culture, you know, that whole new city, and they think it's got the possibly the biggest pyramid in the world.
Wow.
Where was that? I don't
jungle
know. I heard about
all
that.
Around it. It was it maybe actually Guatemala. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's that. I mean, it's that whole part of the world. You could just spend, like, years going around.
Yeah, I went to Tulum when I was in Cancun last time. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's the ruins, like, and what they had figured out at that point to predict rain and tell the calendar by, unbelievable how they had measured degrees and where they were as a society, like, that long ago is spellbinding.
Yeah. It's
like Katie said, you could spend the rest of your life just learning about it.
And there are
pretty
people
much
that do, and I go to see them lecture because I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was in Peru for 6 months, and I only saw, like, a fraction of the amount of ruins that they have there because they're all over the country, and it's all over Latin America. It's insane. It's really cool.
Yeah, and I think they have trouble sometimes really pinpointing exactly which culture was behind a lot of the building, you know, because they think that sometimes, you know, like the Olmecs might have built it, and then the Mayans came along and just were like, oh, this is cool, we'll live here, you know, like.
Right. Right.
Not always totally sure, you know, exactly how old some of them are. I mean, I guess they can do whatever, like carbon testing and stuff, but,
It's interesting that a lot of it weren't taken over by another culture. It was the jungle came and reclaimed the city. Like, it was just, they couldn't beat back nature. Like, it just came and reclaimed the city.
Yeah, seriously, that jungle, like, it's closing in on us.
Yeah, it's weird.
Let's just go hack it all down and make a Disneyland.
Hey, them's my stomping grounds.
I got to go to the jungle as well while I was in Peru. I stayed in this, literally in a lodge in the middle of the jungle where there was no hot water, no electricity, and plenty of mosquitoes. But it was pretty awesome.
Did you see any tarantulas?
Yeah, definitely.
Seriously?
Like, there was, I am deathly afraid of spiders, so I, like, there was one that was on the wall, like, on the outside of my cabin, and I just saw it and, like, went running in the other direction. I was like, oh, my God, spider, huge one. And it was, like, turning around.
Yeah, I'm fine with them until they have muscles on their legs.
Oh, my God. I can't do spiders, and I definitely can't do tarantulas. And when we were in Mexico, we went to Chichen Itza, and, like, a little one ran across the road in front of us, and I just leapt out of my skin. And the tour guide's like, that's a baby. You need to see a mama. And I'm like, no, I don't. Get me on the bus and get me back to my resort, because I am not staying the night anywhere out here. I'm just a spoiled little tourist. And I want to go to Machu Picchu so bad, but I'm really terrified to see a giant spider.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I do pretty good. See one.
Stay in, like, the touristy areas. I mean, it's not going to be an issue. Because it's pretty cleared out around in that mountain area that there's not, like, it's not very jungly, I guess you'd say. But not a whole lot of them. So
I'm not pitching a tent on the trail on the way. There's no way.
Maybe that's the reason for the drunk walk. You don't notice it.
Really quickly. Okay. Melissa Peterman says hi.
Hi.
Hello, Melissa Peterman.
Hi.
She direct messaged me and said, tell me said hi.
Aww. Awesome.
Pretty much makes my day whenever I get a direct message from her. I'm like, hey, Melissa Peterman just messaged me. That means I'm important.
Is that a show in a couple hours?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, y'all, my phone is just about to die, and I actually need to go meet Jen and Kelly, so I got to head out.
Oh, thank you so much, Jesse, for calling
in.
Nice
you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Come back
anytime. No problem. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You guys have a good night, and enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
I'll see you in L.A. and then definitely in Nashville.
Yes, ma'am. Get out here safe, and we'll see you when you get here.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. That was so fun. I'm glad she showed up.
She's
funny.
She is funny.
She's hysterical.
Oh, man.
My kid loves her.
I could see why. She's cool.
Yeah. She's awesome. I'm glad she called in. Well, so what big plans do you guys have for the night?
Watching Reba.
That's mine, too.
Nice.
That's mine.
Awesome.
And homework.
And homework? What homework do you have?
I got algebra.
Oh, I never even... You know what? I got to algebra and I just went, okay, not smart enough. Can I just, like, take something else?
I just missed 3 days of school because I've been home sick with the flu, so I have a lot of work to make up next week.
Oh, no. Oh, that's the worst when you get behind, and then you just don't even want to start because it's, like, so daunting.
I know. It's just everything piles up.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
All this excitement for the show made me feel better. That's what I'm thinking.
Yay. Well, I hope it was exciting.
It was exciting. It still is exciting.
Yeah.
And to anybody listening, thank you so much for writing in questions and calling in, and that's awesome. I love it when it can be live and interactive.
They love you. We love you,
aww,
too.
That's sweet. I love you guys. Thank you so much for doing this. This is fun.
I know. We actually appreciate that you came on. It's more of an honor for us.
Aw.
It is.
My pleasure. I'd rather do stuff like this. I just think it's cool that you guys are doing this. And, you know, that's one thing I always say to people, like, and I don't know necessarily what you guys really want to do later on in life or anything, but a lot of people will, you know, email me and call me and stuff and say, well, you know, I'd like to do something like what you do, you know, where should I study or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what, just go ahead and start. Like, that's what the Internet's for. It's such a blessing, you know. It's like if you really want to do stuff, just start doing it. I mean, you, a cheap camera, a cheap mic, or, you know, a little bit of website building skill, it doesn't take a ton to just go ahead and get in the business, you know, and start having fun with it. And I just admire you guys for just getting on with it and starting it up and not being afraid to give it a try. And I just think, you know, it never hurts to ask people for their time. All they can do is say no. You know, a lot of people just think it's just a more daunting thing to get into than it is.
Yeah, and we were so nervous because, you know, to talk to you because this is our first time and we weren't good at it.
No,
we didn't know what we were doing.
No, this has been like one of the most nice, just casual conversations I've ever had in an interview. And this is easier for me than like these real quick interviews with people that just do them all day long for magazines. And sometimes I find that so nerve-wracking. I'd rather just get to know people and have a conversation, and I can be myself and relax and actually think of answers. You know, some of those other interviews are really hard. You feel so on the spot, and you have to do it so quickly, and you just kind of go, I don't have an answer for that. So this is great. You guys
we don't like that. We like to be nice and calm, and we want to get to know the guests.
Yes, yeah. Well, you got to know me probably a little more than you even wanted to tonight.
It was fun. It was so much fun.
I love people in the entertainment business won't take out time out of their day to talk to their fans. So that's something that we really appreciate that you're willing to do.
Oh, God, it's my pleasure. But like I said, you know, you might find that more people than you think would, especially in country music. You know, we just have a really cool field. And you know what? Once you get a few interviews under your belt, then other people start taking notice, and they're like, oh, well, I want to talk to you too. And it's like anything else. You build it up. You start somewhere, and you build it up. And, you know, I just think you guys are off and rolling, and you've already had two guests tonight. It's not bad. You had Melissa Peterman saying hi to you, and you're off and running. Next stop, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
She's got her number. Let's call her up.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. My little girl is, I can hear her out there. She's starting to hassle her daddy. I think she thinks I disappeared. So I'm going to make her some dinner.
We'll let you go, but it was so much fun.
It was really great
talking to you guys. You're really good at this, and we'll do it again sometime. And I really appreciate you being supportive of me and you know, me wanting to do music still and all of that. That meant a lot. And thanks for being sweethearts.
You're welcome. Now you got to be a twosy.
Yeah, exactly. That's good.
And an Alex
I don't know. I just thought of that.
And a Twalix. I'll be a Twalix and a twosy.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have fun. Have a great weekend. Good luck catching up on all the homework, and we'll talk again
soon.
I'll
try.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Hello.
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 Hi. I'm going to get going, too. it was good talking to you guys.
Thank you so much for calling in. It was so much fun.
Yep. Bye.
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 Okay, Alex, that was great.
Yes, it was more successful than the first one.
I know. This was one to write in the books.
I know.
It was brilliant.
Went way a lot better than I thought. I mean,
yeah,
my mom
is already thinking of what we could say in the newspaper. We're going to write this in the newspaper. This is big. This was exciting. So how much time do we have left?
11 minutes.
Oh, man. Do you want to talk, you want to talk until then, or?
We can talk for 11 minutes.
Yeah, we can talk for 11 minutes.
Let's talk about my pancake situation this morning.
How'd that go?
Okay, as soon as I got off the phone with you, and if I stayed on the phone with you, my phone probably would have dropped and burned right on the stove. This is a real life experience for me to learn how to make pancakes. This is embarrassing. Guys, don't tell anyone. Keep this a secret between just us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was cooking pancakes, and then they're black, completely black.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. They didn't turn out the way I wanted them to.
Well, that's more than I can do. I can't cook at all. My mom won't let me either.
I can only cook macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yum. That's a good thing they can be able to cook.
I know.
I love macaroni and cheese. But, yeah, this was successful. And I know Kayla is going to be so sad, but Kayla, if you're listening, we'll try to get them all back on, okay?
We love and miss you.
Yeah, we really do miss you. It's not the same without you. We love you.
So what have you done today?
What have I done? I've accomplished watching maybe like 10 episodes of Reba in like really, you know, the whole day, and then and then playing with my dog, and then that's pretty much it.
I watched Reba this morning, and then the disc was over, so then it went to King and Queen. So then I guess I was watching the King and Queens all day.
Ooh,
and
that's fun.
That Carrie Heffernan in there, she's just the mean one in the family, or in the house.
I have never watched it, so I am clueless. I am sorry.
You have to watch it.
I will. I already have, like, a list of things to watch already.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll have a little adventure on YouTube trying to look for stuff. Wow, I can't.
Oh, I'm just reading the chat room.
You're reading the.
Yeah. That was cool to get a call from Jesse.
I know, wasn't it? I about peed my pants. I'm like, oh my god, Jesse and Katie, this is a score. I'm like, this is brilliant.
You know, this is
everybody wants me to sing a goodbye song.
You should sing a goodbye song.
Okay, I'll sing Reba McEntire since I'm all over it.
What song are you going to sing, Jolie?
Oh, stop pressuring me. I don't know. What song do you guys want to hear?
Well, there's more than 50 to choose from.
How about a Taylor Swift song? That's, like, totally new for me. Like, Taylor Swift, Our Song? Oh,
yeah.
That'll be difficult. Okay, I'll try it.
Okay.
All right.
Three,
you ready?
Two, one. Action.
Action. Okay. I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, is something wrong? I said nothing. I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, snicking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cuts late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh the first day, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. I was walking up the front porch steps after everything that day. Had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cuts late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh the first day, man, I didn't kiss her, and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again, play it again, oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. I've heard every album, listened to the waiting for something to come along. It wasn't good as our song, 'cause our song is a slim screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on his window. When we're on the phone and he talks real slow, cuts late and his mama don't know. Our song is the way he laughed the first day, man, I didn't kiss him and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. Had a one-hand feel. I grabbed a pen and an old nice gun and I wrote down a song. Sorry, I messed up.
It's okay.
Sorry, Taylor Swift.
It was
I messed up. Yeah, sorry, everybody. Josie was just super excited about today's thing and totally forgot, like, the lyrics. I'm surprised I remember those ones. How many more minutes?
We have 5 minutes left.
Ooh, that's pretty good still.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But yeah, what do you think about today's episode? It was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was really good. And I, after our show, I'm losing my voice already. after our show, I'm going to go on the website and I'm going to post a blog about it so people can comment on it and
awesome.
Leave a comment about what they thought about it. I remember the first episode, everyone was commenting about everything, but nothing about me. I mean, what did I do wrong? But
oh, and you know what? For someone that was really nervous about, you know, getting it wrong, you actually got everything right. You know what I mean? You got all the phone calls. You did great. You did.
Thank you.
I applaud you. But it was
We're
great.
We're all proud of each other.
We did it. Mm-hmm. We did it.
Yes, sweet.
And now we have to get Katie Cook back on, and Jesse McNamara, and Bob, and Scotty Cormos, and Melissa Pierce, and all the other people.
Wait. Come on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Sorry. We'll try.
All scheduled and stuff before we...
Exactly.
Yeah. What did... Thank you, Diane, if that was to me, but...
I am... I kind of lost track of that, I actually kind of lost track of the chat room. I kind of lost control there. So I'll check it out. Oh, my mom's like, I got control. That was so
mom,
funny. Thanks, Mom, for helping us.
Your mom was in the chat room.
What?
Your mom was in the chat room. She was posting stuff in the chat room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably, like, the whole time. I wasn't even really in the chat room. My mom has been helping me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's been so hard, you know, to keep track and everything. But we did good.
We did good.
We did
weird.
Good. For people that, you know, have no experience in, you know, interviewing and talking to, you know, guests and stuff. We did pretty good.
Yeah, second episode, first interview.
I know, second episode, first guest. I'm like, that's pretty good.
That's another huge life experience other than cooking pancakes. But, you know, I need pancake cooking lessons.
Oh, JJ just said, I'm sorry to interrupt, but JJ just said, we want Josie's mom to talk. Say hi. Mom, come here. Here's my mom.
Hey, everybody, from the mom of the show here, I just want to say thank you for doing an awesome job and putting on a great show for all of your listeners, Josie and Alex. I am so proud of you, too. Congratulations, and we can't wait to welcome Kayla back, too. So good luck to both of you, and you've got my full support. Anything you guys need, just let me know. Bye.
The mom.
Thank you.
Everyone says thank you, and hi, Josie's mom.
Everyone who comes to the show, you all make me feel really confident about doing this.
Exactly, and you all rock.
I'm really happy mm-hmm. to bring this to the web.
Exactly, fun. We love
we
all of the supporters for our show. We do. It is truly amazing how you guys. Are listening to every, listening to every episode. And Alex, I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay, wait, we have to say goodbye together because, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Yes. And I hope you guys liked the our little interview with Katie Cook and then Jesse McNamara. It was awesome. We had a lot of fun. And
so we'll see you next time. So stay tuned to the website for more episode dates.
Yeah, because you never know who's going to be on next.
So
So that's it for tonight.
And we're done.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.